God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. The Word of God says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin condemns any people. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer together. Don't we thank you for how great you are to us. And how, dear Lord, we are so blessed to know, dear Lord, that as we go through our lives and through our everyday life, and dear Lord, every breath that we take and every step that we take, that dear Lord, you are there with us. Bless us this morning, dear Lord, as we look at the importance of knowing that we are to serve our God and serve our country and to serve others to the best of our ability. And help us, dear Lord, to be more like you today. In your sweet name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Righteousness exalts a nation. I want to share with you a little while this morning on one nation under God. I have this thing that comes to me every day on my email. I get a verse of Scripture every day, the verse of the day. And this past week, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34 that I shared with you was the verse of the day. And when I started reading that Scripture, of course, it's very, very short, what, just about 8 words or 9 words that are there. I started thinking about how true that is in our world today. Truly, I believe, and I believe you can say amen to this, we need more righteousness in this world today, don't we? We need more folks that are willing to do, not only say, but do what is right. I looked up the definition on the way over here this morning of what is the definition of righteousness? And it is doing things that are morally correct. Morally correct. One of the things we need more of, we said that we need a whole lot more righteousness in this world. I believe we also need a whole lot more morals, don't we? Morals of knowing what the plan is and God's plan is. One of the things that we have to understand in our lives, morals have never changed, have they? They were given to us by God and how God wants us to live our life. We just live in a world today where the perception of morals have changed. They're not doing what they should do. They're turning away from that righteousness and sins. It says in the Scripture there this morning, sin condemns its people, any people. And we know that's true today, don't we? We've seen how that sin has come into the world and took away righteousness, hasn't it? And we see how sin has come into the world and took away our morals and our values and the things that Christ wants us to be. Sheila and I went out to eat yesterday out at the old North Metcalf School over in Metcalf County. And they've turned it into a barbecue place. And they have the Emmaus Walk there every year. And they have this beautiful hall down through. And down that hall, they have all kinds of sayings that you can read, and I was looking at some. Kevin sends me all kinds of things like that, so I started sending one. But one thing that stood out to me, it said this: we are not called to fill the pews with members. We are called to fill the world with disciples. Think about that. We are not called to fill the pews with members. We are called to fill the world with disciples. Think about righteousness. Think about morals. Think about values. A lot of folks, as Debbie was sharing so wonderful this morning, about the importance of sharing our lives and letting others see Christ through us and how we live our lives and how we others perceive us as being a Christian. This is very true. I believe one of the things that most importantly when we come to church, it's wonderful to have great Sunday school teachers, amen. It's wonderful to have great song leaders and piano players and folks that lead the church. But the number one thing that we should be receiving in one nation under God, the one thing that we should be receiving in our life is this: to become disciples of Christ and being willing to go out into the world and share others about righteousness and tell others about the morals and values of how we're supposed to live in one nation under God. In other words, this is what Christ expects to us. But how do we do that? I believe as Christians, we sometimes need to go back to the basics, don't we? Go back to where we started and look at how Christ wanted us to share what righteousness is and how Christ wanted us to share what morals and values are and how that we can take that one nation under God mentality and put it into our hearts and in our lives. I remember growing up going to vacation Bible school. Y'all remember going to vacation Bible school? That was a good thing. All your friends came. Everybody came to vacation Bible school and you had a great time. I learned how to sing deep and wide. I learned how to say deep and you was quiet on wide. And I learned all those B-I-B-L-E songs. And I learned all of those things that you had and listened to the teachers. And of course, I loved recreation and the rest of you. Loved all of those things that we had. But I remember one of the key things that we did at Vacation Bible School was the pledge to the flag, was the pledge to the Christian flag, and also the pledge to the Bible. And that was just a time when we said, we are here today to honor our country. We are here to honor our other Christians that are with us. And we're also here to honor the Word of God. I believe that's our responsibility, isn't it? And that brings that righteousness and moral compass, as we hear in the world today, that moral compass that we need to have in our lives and know the importance of those things. I'm glad we do that during our vacation Bible school when we have it here during the year, every year. We talk about all of those things. But I believe that it's more important than just one time a year for you to take about the American flag and the Christian flag and your Bible. I believe as far as knowing what righteousness is and what morals are, we need to think more about our flags, don't we? And more about the Word of God. I believe we need those every day. In society today, those pledges and vows are not taken very seriously. It just tears my heart apart. I don't know if it does the rest of you. I'm sure it does. When somebody is mistreating the flag. Isn't that terrible? Where the folks that died for their country and honored, and you think about, nobody should ever do that to an American flag. Why in the world would they do that? Well, see, folks, I believe also a lot of folks are tearing the Christian flag apart, aren't they? Maybe not literally with a flag, but they're trying their very best to destroy Christianity. They're trying their very best to destroy what being a Christian is all about. And not only that, they're trying to rewrite the Bible, aren't they? And say things that are not in that Bible and act in ways that they shouldn't be acting on verses that they say that are there. So we as Christians need to know more about that. We need to know more about the world, what the world is trying to preach and what God wants us to know is what is righteousness and what are good morals. I believe we can all say today that we need to work on understanding more about what God's will is. First of all, the pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First of all, I want to say today, I am proud to be an American. Amen? I am proud to be an American. Take this to the bank, and Sheila knows this. I am never leaving this country. I have never left this country, and I'm not going to go. Because really, right now, I'm afraid I'd never get back home. Amen? But I'm proud to be an American. Now, I know we've got our mistakes, don't we? And I know we argue a lot. And I know we have different opinions on what political parties to be and what we this and that and the other. But praise be to God, we live in a country where we are one nation, what? under God. One nation under God. And we say it truly, we truly believe that in God we trust. So we are one nation under God, and we put all of our trust in God. We have our problems. We have our shortcomings. We know that those things are there. But one of the things we have to realize is there are going to be all kinds of people in heaven. Amen? And there's going to be people in heaven that you might not agree with all the time. But if they've turned their heart and life over to Jesus Christ, then what? Heaven is their home. And we have to have that as an American and believe that in our hearts and I believe our lives. I believe this is where we're falling short as a country. We need to go back to believing that what is God's will is what we need in our lives. And if God is giving us the direction to get there, that is what we need. Listen to this morning. This is God's land, and this is God's church. This is God's land, and this is God's church. It is God's land. The reason we live in a free country is only by the grace of who? Of you? Somebody else? Only by the grace of God. And God gave us this land that we should be so proud of. I was talking to one of my neighbors years ago, Danny Conrad, that lives right in front of Debbie and Doug, and my second to closest neighbor that I've got. And we was talking about everybody buying up all the land, and it's here, you know, everybody's wanting to get this and wanting to get that, and I had my little acres, and everybody else had theirs. And Danny looked at me and said these words, "You know what? They're not making any more of it. They're not making any more of it. What is here is what we have." Isn't that true today? Be blessed with what God has given us to live in this free country, to be able to come to church. I'm so glad people take it for granted that you can just get in your car and drive to church, can't you? You can just stand wherever you want to, which we don't do, but we can stand wherever we want to and pray, can't we? We can stand wherever we want to and preach the Word of God. We can stand wherever we want to and read our Bibles. Why? Because we live in the United States of America. And we have freedom in our hearts, in our lives. We are told to respect our leaders and do and pray for them each and every day. There's been a lot of folks in leadership in Washington before and in Frankfurt before that I didn't agree with them. But folks, I truly believe even though you disagree with them, you still need to what? Pray for them and ask God to give them direction and help them to be more like Christ. We live for liberty and justice for all. So every time you see this, pretty funny this morning, the preacher didn't know where to put the American flag and the Christian flag because you all get to look at it every Sunday, don't you? But every time you look at this American flag that's up here, you should say, thank God for it. And thank God for the freedom that I have and having the ability to be one nation under God. This morning, the American flag was only one of them, wasn't it? What was that second flag that came down? That Christian flag. And we said, I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom stands, one brotherhood uniting all Christians in service and in love. I'm so glad today that we have the Christian flag standing in our sanctuary. Isn't it great? And isn't it wonderful? I believe it's great that our American flag and our Christian flag are on the same playing field, aren't they? They are right there for us. Because Christ is telling us to truly understand what the American flag is, we first of all have to have what in our heart? Christ in our heart. And truly believe that is what we have in our life. To see the cross that Jesus died for us for our sins. And know that the Christian flag is a symbol of how important it is for the world to have the people stand for what is right, whose kingdom it stands. You say that in the Christian flag, in when you're making that pledge. Whose kingdom it stands. One of the things that I truly believe, long after I'm gone, God is still going to stand, isn't He? Long after this world is over and whatever that may be, God's kingdom will always be there. We are saying that we pledge allegiance to God, and we also pledge allegiance to our country, and we also pledge allegiance to Christianity. Now, we said the folks that make the pledge through the American flag, sometimes we don't always get along. Sometimes we have different beliefs. Sometimes we don't say things the same way and have those righteousness and moral compasses being in the same place. We all agree today that sometimes not all Americans get along. Amen? But also, let's go over here. Not all Christians get along from time to time, do they? Sometimes we have different views and different things that were asked. And when Gage was real little, I don't know if they're listening in this morning or not, but when Gage was real little, him and I used to get out. We used to drive all over the country. He wanted to learn how to drive a 5-speed truck. So I would take him out, and he would grab a hold of the gear shift, and we'd change the gears, and we'd drive around and so on and so forth. And one of the things that Gage started noticing is we'd drive around, and he'd say, "Papa, what's the name of that church?" And I would say, "Well, honey, that's the so-and-so Church of God or Church of Christ. Or that's the Christian church or whatever that may be. That was United Methodist Church or a Baptist church or whatever that may be." And he'd ask me all kinds of them. And one day he looked at me real serious. I found out something about kids. Sometimes they can really let you know how smart they are. And sometimes they are smarter than we are, aren't they? He looked at me and said these words, "Daddy, or Papa, why is there so many different types of churches?" Boy, think about that. We are one nation under God, right? And we are doing our very best to stand for whose kingdom it stands. When we think about it, there is only one church, right? And that is a church that does what? That serves God. Why is there so many churches? I don't know. But I do know one thing. If you have a church, you need to serve who? You need to serve God. And you need to have that belief. You might not always get along. You might not always agree on everything. You might even get your feelings hurt from time to time. But truthfully and honestly, if we are living and uniting as Christians in service and in love and doing the work of God, God will bless us. So what was the third that was brought forward? I think Shay brought this one up. The final pledge that we did this morning was for the Bible. And it says, "I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, and will hide its words in my heart, that I might not sin against God." Now, we all agree this morning that the American flag and pledge is important. Amen? We also agree this morning that the Christian flag and pledge is important. Amen? But what about the Bible? One of the things I believe, without the Bible, you wouldn't have this, would you? And without the Bible, you wouldn't have what? You wouldn't have this. It's God's holy word. I like it when it says, "I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Isn't that great? Isn't it wonderful to think about that because you have the Word of God, no matter where you go, God is going to have the Word there for you, isn't He? And He's going to lead you, guide you, and direct you, and give you what you need. When I was growing up, I would hear people say, "The Word of God is the inspired Word of God." And I always wondered what that was. But I've learned something about the Word of God and the inspired Word of God. Is I can read a scripture today, and it means something to me today. Tomorrow, I can read that same scripture out of the Bible, and it has an entirely different meaning to me. What's so great about God is God knows what you need, doesn't He? He knows the word that you need to hear. He knows what is going on in your life. Make it a lamp to my feet. Be honest with yourself. How often is the word of God opened at your house? I've said this before. Would you search for your Bible if you lost it as much as you would if you lost your remote control to the TV? Why, how long would you search for it? I believe there's a lot of important things you should have at your house, a lot of important things that should be there. But one thing that your kids should see you doing is open the Word of God. And knowing that you have a Bible, and not only that you have a Bible, that you read your Bible and you are learning about God. One nation under God. Now, till next year, the Lord tarries, 52 Sundays to next 4th of July. I think it's going to be our nation's 250th anniversary. So next year is going to be a big year. Of course, the Christian flag is a whole lot older than that, isn't it? But this flag over here, 250 or thereabouts years, that will be. So for 52 Sundays, you're going to come to church here, hopefully. Be great. And as you come into church, you're going to be looking up here and you're going to see this American flag. And you're going to see this Christian flag. And we always have the Bible here. So every one of those Sundays, take time to say, you know what? I remember that. We are one nation under God. And I believe in that flag there, and I believe in that flag over here, and I believe in that Bible down here. And we are going to do our very best to do that will of God. One nation under God. Maybe you need to pray about the circumstances that are going on in the world today. Lord knows we don't need that. Maybe that's your prayer today. Maybe you need to pray more about your Christianity today. Lord knows we need that from time to time. Maybe you need to pray more about what God has talked to you out of the Bible this past week. Whatever that is, we invite you to come as we have our closing song, Charles.